A Jewish Journal article, Abyssal Torah, Journey to the Promised Land. Of all the Jewish holidays, Passover requires the longest preparation. We clean our homes, kasher our kitchens, buy an obscene amount of food and design elaborate Seder meals. There is an abundance of effort and exhaustion in the process of attaining freedom. Perhaps, this is a minuscule step in understanding the historical journey of our people. Freedom was an effort-filled, exhausting process. A mental and physical maze that felt impossible to escape. Imagine a pharaoh that refused to let our people go, even after giving hints of relenting. Imagine a Jewish people that prayed day and night to live safely in the promised land. Imagine preparing for a meal in which you are a main character of the story, seeing yourself as an essential ingredient in the continuity of Jewish living. An effort-filled, exhausting journey that doesn't feel far from what our people are experiencing today. Today, we pray for a pharaoh to let our people go. We yearn for safety and freedom in our holy land. When we read the Haggadah this year, it is easier to see ourselves as the ones that are trying to flee the narrowness of Egypt. The ones that urgently open the door for Elijah, anguished with wonder if peace will be achieved in our lifetimes. But remember, at the end of the Seder, we sing, Dayenu. A song of gratitude for leaving Egypt. An exultation for receiving the Torah and Shabbat. We cry with joy, all of this would have been enough. Because the taste of freedom is beyond glorious. Although the journey is arduous and long, we too must believe freedom is coming. And when we cross into the promised land, we will sing. And undoubtedly, we will give thanks. Shabbat Shalom. Rabbi Nicole Guzik is Senior Rabbi at Sinai Temple. She can be reached at her Facebook page at Rabbi Nicole Guzik or on Instagram at Rabbi Guzik. For more writings, visit Rabbi Guzik's blog section from Sinai Temple's website.